Okay, kids, come on in. Kids. Any kids here today?
Well, they all feel.
Here we are. Good morning. So I know Pastor had mentioned it, but I wanted to just say thank you guys for last week for the Christmas program. I really enjoyed that. Our family's been part of that for a long time. And if you can imagine our big guy Clark as an angel, he actually got to carry a sword that year. We got a couple questions about that. That was the only way we could get him up there. So who was nervous last week for the Christmas program? I felt a little bit of butterflies in the stomach. Anybody a little nervous there? Yeah. I get a little nervous up here sometimes too. Those people out there. Look at you guys here. I got to say something.
Did you turn that on?
Did it turn it on?
Is it not on? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. We're nervous by the second.
All right, now can you hear me?
No,
I'll
no,
just,
not you.
Just go ahead. I'm just going to speak loudly then. I can do that. I don't need that anyway. I have all my thoughts down here. So who's nervous? Is my costume right? Where am I supposed to be? So back when I was in fifth grade, it wasn't a play it was in, but I played basketball. And at the end of the year, I got the nickname, Where Do I Go, Holesto? So that's my line. Anybody forget their line last week? No, you guys just did so good. Okay, well, all this involves thinking. So behind the eyes, below the hair, between the ears, and just above the mouth, you got this area called your brain, right? Your mind, your brain, it's really cool. Anybody here like to recreationally think? You do it for fun? You like to think for fun? Anybody here like to think for fun? I do. I just like to think. Thinking is really fun. So I like to think. So what do you like to think about? Some of the things you guys like to think about are?
Legos, right on.
What do you like to think about? What's that? Titanic? I like to think about the Titanic.
Wow.
A deep thing, or? So is there a right way and a wrong way to think? Probably. What do you think about? Is there a right way and a wrong way to think? That's something worth thinking about. Well, does the Bible have anything to say at all about thinking? What do you think? Yes. Yeah. So thinking, feelings, they're kind of like the hands right here, right? So who's left-handed? Anybody lefties around here? Any lefties out there? See, there aren't many left-handed people. How many right-handed people? Almost all the rest of us, right? You guys know what that means? Do you know you're left and you're right? Probably most of you do. But anyway, let's just say that I'm right-hand dominant. So my right hand, I got my mind. My left hand, I got my feelings. So my feelings, with a dominant mind, my feelings should be dictated, or hopefully at least tempered. Or I should think about my feelings with my mind, and that might help me with my feelings sometimes. If I'm really, really angry and I want to hurt something or break something, then my mind says, do that. That's ridiculous. Come on, calm down, right? That's what the mind does with the feelings. So Paul teaches about what we're supposed to do with our mind quite a bit. And we just read in Philippians, he was talking about don't be anxious for anything, right? So to be anxious, that's part of your feelings, right? I'm really scared. I'm anxious. I'm really nervous about this. Whatever you have to be anxious or scared or nervous about. But Paul says, you know what? Take that thought and come before God in prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but a prayer and petition. That's another word for asking God what we'd like to have. Petition. Let your request be known to God. God, I'm really nervous about this test that I have to take next week. Would you help me for my heart to be calm, for my mind to be sharp so that I can study well and do well on that test. That would be a petition before God. And God will help you with that. So that's what I wanted to tell you guys this morning, because I think the Bible has an awful lot to say about how we think. And it's fun to think about how we should think, because that might change how you do it and then your approach to life. Because when you are anxious or scared or nervous, or you want something, or somebody says you want to pray for them, God says, come before me and he'll take care of us. All right, guys, thanks so much. Come see you.